kids now.
Capital 263.
Over hangover, 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 hangover. Party's over. It ain't over. Try to make a bag of memory over and over. Hangover, 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 hangover. Party's over. It ain't over. Can't find a single piece of me. Game over.
Hey, my country people, Zimbabwe, what's poppin'?
What's happening, people?
You already know it's your girl, Lala.
It's your boy, yeah, Rob.
We missed him last week.
Hey.
Yeah, he's back.
I'm back. I'm sorry, guys. Was attending some country, you know.
And some Idai heroes. But yo, if it's your first time tuning into the Hangover Show, this is the podcast that explores the bowel culture and social scenes as we have it in Zim, y'all. And today in the studio, we're joined by Rako Entertainment. What's up? What's up, Tandy Tabo? What's popping, guys?
What's Gucci? What's Gucci?
Yeah. You excited?
Very excited.
You good? You ready?
Let's get it.
Yo. Okay, guys, stay tuned for withdrawal. Yo.
It's withdrawals, baby.
Yes. Pulling it out. My jokes. Nah, what's up, guys? Yo, what did you guys do during the weekend? Let's start with you guys. Tandy, I'm going to put you on the spot. Right there, right now.
Okay, just like that.
Just like that.
I was actually at Pablo's this weekend.
Yeah.
I also went to the
Pablo's. Girl, what time did you go to Pablo's? We had to get on Friday.
Bitch!
Disloyal to Murugumu, like I'm scanning him.
You know how it is, though. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't part of the plan. We just ended up going there after... I think it's called the pop-up. It was in Avondale.
Yeah.
Pretty good band,
yeah,
actually.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. That's dope. Tabo, were you part of the package too?
Same thing. Yeah, no, but it was lit.
Yeah?
It was lit, yeah.
Sunday, chilled?
I was hanging. Like, I know it's hangover, but like, I don't drink alcohol, but like...
So where are we hanging from?
It's a celebration, you know what I mean?
I was staying on phones. What are you hanging from?
Nah, I had to party this weekend, you know what I mean? Just to try.
But this weekend, Jagaja
Futigasha. We can do my one.
Ray, what do we do?
Nah.
Oh yeah, you were out here saving the world, isn't
it? Yeah, man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Superman.
We were in Manicaland. Dealing with Cyclone Idai.
Yeah. How was it like actually being there, seeing everything?
It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Like, the amount of devastation that happened.
Yeah.
Like, you just try to think, these people are starting from
scratch.
Zero.
Hectic.
That's no joke, man.
Yeah, I feel.
But yeah. But I got a chance to, you know, just chill on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Blow some steam.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have to listen. Like, from seeing so much horror, you need to.
Definitely.
You need to.
It was a chill weekend, though.
Yeah.
But definitely, this coming weekend's going to be lit.
You don't know. Yo, I was, we did live on Friday night. We also did, we were pre-selling Fuel's tickets at Use It.
Shout out.
Then we just jumped into live. Saturday, I spent the whole day high, literally. But yeah, and then Sunday, I was just really chill. So it was a pretty chill, but it was a good chilled weekend. Like, I'm not complaining about the, you know,
sure.
I usually complain when I don't do the most, but.
Dope.
For sure.
Yeah.
So what's coming up this weekend? What events can people look forward to?
Are you ready? Okay. So I'm going to save the best for last, but we have, the Sunday, 31st of March, we have the Amazing Food Cocktail Bar Live Music Market Feels at Queen of Hearts. Yeah. And it's a once a month Sunday food. I think it's their first time doing it. Gate entrance applies. I don't know what that means. This is on their flyer. This is from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. But what do they mean, gate entrance applies?
I've got no idea.
How much gate entrance?
That's what I'm saying. No, like, what do you mean?
The gate entrance, isn't it 10 bucks?
That's not what it says here, but okay.
It should be 10 bucks.
Yeah, and then we also have Pato Rankin, guys. You need to get ready for this on the 26th of April. We are going to have Ja Praiser, Winky D, X-Uta, Kuranati O, Sulu, Ja Signal, Shabak the Band, Judgment Yard, C-Skill, Selector Bass. It is 15 US. Okay. Now, listen, I'm confused when people don't put RTGs. Cause now I don't know, hey? But it's 10, 15 ordinary, VIP 40, VVIP 80, Platinum is 170. So yeah, get ready for that. I know a whole lot of people love Pato Rankin Show Todaro. Then we have Relive, which is on the 16th of April at Club Live Racecourse. It's $5. $5. I don't remember the last time I saw $5 on a poster, on a flyer. Like, so this has gotta be crazy. It's gotta be lit. Be there, do the things. And, before I get to the best, we have the 18th edition of the NAMA Awards. It's 13th April and it's at HICC. They're limited tickets. They didn't mention the price, but you have to contact them, hit them up on their website and find out what's going on. If you're about the awards being there, chi, whatnot.
Before you go to the big event, right? Okay. Motswako has the neon party happening on the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
So that's in Glenora. Mm-hmm. They've got DJ Clive, DJ Lucky D, DJ Skills, DJ Bolts, DJ Andile Browns, DJ Bobby, DJ Scar, with resident DJ Mash. Motswako is a vibe though.
You always mention him and I'm always just like, what? Who that? But
then yeah. Also, if you're in Sky, there's Prince KB on the 30th of April. Definitely something to look forward to if you're in Skies. Always. Shout out to all people in Skies, though.
Yeah, listen, I stay saying I want to party in Blues. Okay, and then before I get to I was about to leave, Happy Hour. This is at Hometown Cocktails, Shisha, on special, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. This is on the 31st of March. ZB, Sports Club, Vinona. I'm not sure how much it is, but yeah, it's not written, but look out for that. And now saving the best for the last. We have Fields Festival Zimbabwe, y'all, and our guests, like I mentioned, are part of Drago Entertainment, and Fields is presented to you by Drago Entertainment. So guys, Laude, listen, are they ready?
Tick, tick, boom.
Not ready.
Hey,
if you're ready, there's a problem. Hey, we're going to have DJs on rotation. We have Ruda. We have King Her. We have Sean Ace. We have DJ Smith, Purple Haze, DJ Afro, DJ Black and Yellow, and your girls MCing. So listen, I don't even know what's up for debate. You got to be there. It's at Motor Action. It's $10. RTGS, EcoCash, 130 for our Nest Lounge with amazing bottle service specials. Shisha, your hostess is there making sure you're good, you're comfortable. So yo guys, look out for it. I don't know what else you need. Like,
I just gotta say, this is gonna be the event of the month because
yes,
it's been crazy. Everybody has been on that tip.
That's true. And yours truly, the Hangover Show, is going to be there recording live. And then you got to catch the review for that on the Hangover Show, guys. Like I said, I mean, know what else you need, but catch them feelings on the 30th, y'all. So
shout out.
That being said and done, let's head into the buzz, y'all.
Buzz, people.
Listen, we need to have Uncle Evan in the studio.
Definitely.
Jay, producer. Definitely. Let's make this happen, Sha.
Please.
Because the song Nyanya is too lit, too bad. Yo, welcome to the buzz though. And today's topic is VIP versus Povo. So before I let any of y'all get into this, let me paint a little picture for you. Have you noticed how at a club, right? Okay, we all know the VIP section is the money move. Like, that's where the big bucks are coming from, yeah? But then at the same time, your povo, those are your hype people, you know? Those are the people that make sure people keep coming through every weekend.
Yeah.
And so my thing is, at the end of the day, who's really more important? VIP or povo? Who wants to jump onto that?
Hey, I think it's a balance, personally, because... you see, the thing is, we all go to the club, Bauer, for different vibes, you know. Some people just want to chill. Some people want to have a blast, you know. And I think, Jerry, you've got those people that aren't, you know, keen on having a crowded place and stuff like that. Like with me, I can't deal with, like, those huge-ass events because I get anxiety issues, you see. But I'm not saying that happens to me in a club because you also know that the VIP section is for the bougie people. People want to be, oh my God, are ballers.
Yeah, type of people, you know.
But you also need that povo because they're the ones that make the club look lit.
Exactly.
So, but at the same time, the club is literally surviving from the VIP because they got the bucks, the racks.
Yeah, but then, I mean, I think for me, it's like, because I feel like sometimes our clubs, especially in Zim and Harare, they tend to jairira povo. Yet, these are your people. Yes, VIP is your money move, but povo is your people.
Povo is filling up your space.
True. Exactly, exactly. So, I don't know, like, what do you think? Do you think we're not being treated right as povo? Like, all right, this is to no feature quiz, what is it? VIP povo, but like, what do you think? Tandi, Tabo, who's going first? Also, I'm gonna pick.
Let her go first because me I do events, so I think I got a degree in answering this question.
Tandi.
Okay, well, I also agree. Like, I think it balances each other out because everyone's looking for something different, and not everyone necessarily will gel in the same space.
Yep.
So I think that they both contribute something equally important. But it's just like, as long as VIP Yacho is also not creating a vibe that makes the povo feel unwanted in the space, then I feel like it's chilled.
Okay. So Tabo, right? I think with you, my question is then, how do you think is the best way to make the povo still feel valid in the club, but at the same time you're still catering for your money section, which is VIP?
Yeah. No, like, I think like VIP and povo and Zim, it's like a totally different thing.
What do you mean?
Not the same. Like, you know, Zim, like, for you to get like all the attention and everything, you gotta pop the bottles.
Yeah.
You gotta prop the bottles. So every time, like, on the end of povo, you know what I mean? So just be checking out these niggas wearing Versace, about to go meet up on my sofa. when they're going to the bathroom, the bouncer is
go call up my honeys, my bad babe.
Yeah. So I actually have no problem, like, with the VIP and povo, because, like, I think it motivates you. Like, when you see niggas in the VIP, you're like, hey, damn, I gotta also pop bottles and get into the VIP.
Yeah.
So, like, it's also about the cash, but it's also about, like, the different, like, circles. You know what I mean? Like, that's why there's, like, different top-notch restaurants and there's povo restaurants. So, like, I think it's just something that's always been there. And, like, people are different. So, the classy people always seem to play in the classy circle.
Yeah.
And the people who, like, you know, like, I don't want to say povo, but
Yeah, but I don't know. I think, I just think, like, for me, I feel like a bit more respect could be given to povo.
Cause what do you mean exactly?
Like, what respect, bro?
Like,
it's about your cash.
True. I gotta. You feel me, girl? Like, I don't know.
No,
exactly. Like, does it have, cause I feel like, do you know, okay, I'm gonna use Pablo as an example because right now, Dobawarwita is also the most at the moment. I mean, 10 to say Saturday, but listen. My moral is, right, have you noticed how, like, lately, like, once Pablo's VIP, I make sure to, you know, they've secured their bag people, they start tuning, now we're closed, nah, chi-chi-chi, hey, my ID, hey, you know, these dumb random, like, requirements by the door. And that really fucks up a vibe. you know, mavakumba, mavakwamurugu vanya. Like now we're going to the club, we're going to turn up. You get there, and now just because they've settled their section where the money is coming from, now they're tuning new beans per door. Things like that. That's what I'm saying, Kuti. Like, I feel like such shit, guys. Like, because as much as yes, vanhu vakwarikukupa mari varimo vari bo vari comfortable, but in the day, isusu povo work already. Paninye mumzi pado. We all know there was a whole tweet about that shit.
She's my nigga. She's my nigga. I don't know if it's because I always get into the VIP, but she's my nigga.
My moral of my story. Yeah, so I don't know. I just feel like, listen. Yes, fine, you've secured your bag, but at the same time, because already there's that rumor that's now going on with Pablo's, people already have that vibe towards it now. Yeah. That's going to affect your clientele because, at the end of the day, yes, even you have your VIP popping or whatever, but once Povo starts coming through, even VIP is going to come to a point because your club is going to be dead. That's my point. That's what I'm saying. But I feel like there's a certain respect, Povo, that we should get.
I feel like what you're trying to say in simpler terms is like, okay, a club can't thrive just on the VIP section alone because the vibe will be just fucked up, to be honest.
That's what's
even
up.
If people are going to be in the VIP section, they just want to see like the people whole club. Exactly. Because if there's no one there, then it's just like you're chilling at cabin.
Exactly. Yeah. My point, exactly. So I feel like we need to really reevaluate which section is really important. If
both
we're saying
sections.
If we're saying there's a balance, let's act on that balance.
But Lala, okay, let me just make it easier for you, right? Listen, it's not just about the club, like with the VIP treatment, probably. Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm not trying to like put it offside, know what I mean? I ain't DJ Towers, I'm offside, am I? But like, the thing you need to understand is that, like, it also happens in church.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in church, there's those, like, sofas that,
seated
like,
in the front.
And there's bouncers, you know what
My
I mean?
Elders.
That's VIP in church, you know what I mean? And you always know why those don't sit in front, because they got the sheets, you know what I mean? They've got the bag.
Mm-hmm.
So now, it's just something that's been planted in us. It's not just about the club or any.
True, but just because it's been planted in us, my point is, it doesn't mean it's right.
No, it's not right, but I'm saying it happens in church. So you go to church and just be like, hey, why are you guys sitting on sofas and talk with the school guy about
so basically, the people with the racks.
You already know it's all about the cash moolah.
But I feel like for clubs and just general events, to be able to give people like a memorable experience, something that's tangible.
It's Povo.
It should be like a balance between prioritizing Povo and VIP.
Be at the same
they're
time.
Bringing different shit to your club. You need that VIP clientele. You need
that
Povo
clientele.
But you can't now treat them differently because they balance each other out.
And
it's also like, I'm sure even VIP niggas know it. They're not going to have a guest. They've got no one to watch people losing their shit.
There ain't nobody giving you the attention you're giving, trying to get with your sheets and your bottles. Thank you, girl. Thank you. Okay, so as we round up the segment,
it's a balance.
So you're saying it's a balance?
Yeah.
Okay, you're saying between the two, balance?
It's a balance.
Tabo, who's more important, VIP or Povo?
Yo, if it stops happening in a church, that's when we can make a balance.
Saga Urguti, VIP is more important.
Hey, yo, I ain't saying anything. I just gave an example.
You got to! Get out of here. Listen, I'm saying Povo matters. That's all I'm saying. Nah,
VIP matters. Popping bottles make cash.
But it also matters who your target market is. You know what I mean? Like,
they bring in the
certain
cash.
Certain clubs care more about certain people.
True story.
Yeah.
But
so
still, either
at the
way,
end of the day, it's based on opinions.
I guess so.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, Povo to the people. Stay tuned for the trumpet.
Get it.
Shut up. Yeah, the drums, they swing low. And the trumpets, they go. And the trumpets, they go. Yeah, the trumpets, they go.
It's the trumpet. Today's topic: nightlife or social life has become too expensive in Zim.
Mm.
No cap.
Is this straight taru? Up
fact.
What do we think? No, that's Wagwan.
That's the truth. Though.
Yeah?
Mm.
What? Like, why do you think this has happened? Like, why do you think? What's triggered it?
Zim niggas like things, man.
Okay. But like...
Zim niggas love things. Mm-hmm. They love things. As soon as you just got something, you package it proper. Zim wants to pull up.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is... Because we... If we're going to look at, I guess, for the past 2 years, we really, the way people were clubbing 2 years ago is not the same amount of people that are clubbing now. Yeah. And already our economy, you know, hasn't helped the situation. Mm. But I think let's just kind of remove the economic situation with this one in general. Like, even like just overall looking at just the nightlife and the social scene, has it become too, like, what are we really paying for? Because I feel like my expenses actually, like, you know, entrance and stuff, it's a bit much.
I think there's a whole lot of stuff that contributes to the reason why the nightlife scene has become expensive.
Yeah.
One of the main reasons is there's no competition.
Mm.
Clubs, like, name, just tell me five clubs top of your head that pop. I'm not talking about lounges, I'm not talking about bars,
but
pop.
Already we established this the I last know, time but that I'm just saying, already I'm we just don't saying, have clubs.
This is the thing
in Harare right now, we have lounges
we
that are trying to
I'll
be clubs.
Keep on making this reference, we went to Maestro and we were acting like we're in a club, and the bouncers were
tripping.
Exactly, because we were too lit for that joint.
We really were,
you see.
We were ripping pants and shit, like we really were.
So the thing is, there's no competition. So Pablo's know that there's no competition, especially now that Sankai is closed.
Mm.
So even if they want to charge $20, that's them.
But apparently when they did that whole, you know how New Year's they charge $40? Apparently they actually ended up charging $20 because no one was pulling up, right? No one was pulling. Actually, New Year's people really scattered. But people only started joining there like when they reduced.
Yeah, I think
my point exactly.
We need to have more joints opened, more events. More events.
But still, variety. At the end of the day, even if more events are opened, don't you think that still they would still get to a point where they become too expensive? Because that's my thing. Like, my question is, what has caused the social scene nightlife to become more expensive? Has it really become more expensive?
Yeah.
What are we really paying for? What really should be considered when charging?
This is the thing. Everybody wants to go club and go out on a weekend.
Yeah.
You
tell me. Because everybody wants to blow some steam off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when you start considering going out, you start considering spots to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Name any three spots that you'd consider going to.
Pablo's.
Exactly. We Maestro. Come back. You see.
One more. I don't know.
You see.
That one
there's
is up,
no
up for options,
competition.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have like a couple of joints to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
they know that we're desperate for that, you know, the aspect of. Because clubbing is part of our lifestyle.
Yeah.
Because you have what you gain from clubbing.
Yeah.
It could be just the scenery or whatever, the vibe, whatever it is. But they know that it's a demand that you have as a person.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but now let's look at everything else that comes into, you know, then saying we're going out.
Yeah.
Pargupinda fuel.
Of course.
Pargupinda my drinks. Pargupinda the girls, and already with girls kind of tallies with fuel because you're gonna pick them up. Exactly. You're gonna cater for their drinks.
Food sometimes.
Abana sometimes. Can I also like, you know, and then there's entrance. I think, you know what? I think I really appreciate clubs that have set up their system in a way whereby they don't charge to get in, but they're still making the bag.
Yeah, me too.
And I feel like a lot more needs to like strategize their clubs like that.
Yeah,
you know,
because
I don't know, what were you about to say?
I was about to say, like, I prefer it when clubs don't charge me to get in. In the first place, I've always feel like, yo, what am I really paying for?
It's the same shit.
So if you're not going to make me pay, then I feel like, okay, there's like value within me, like spending more money at your club right now. Because either way, I'm just getting like just the basic of what I need. It's yeah. not like a mall. Mm. We always have to make it the mallest thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We're not mm-hmm. getting there to get the like mallest thing from them.
Yeah, true.
So
I get what you're saying, because I feel like it would make most sense if maybe clubs were hosting artists that we're actually doing live performance.
Yeah. Shut up,
then
shut
you
up.
Pay, make
then
me
you
pay.
Pay.
You give
me
exactly.
Yeah, that's no. Yeah, no.
My
not,
money.
Yeah.
Not for DJs.
No.
I mean, also, on. I feel like this whole lady's free gents. Listen, as a girl who loves girl night out, like, dope. But in situations where, you know, you're going out with guys, you know, and they're like, already when you're going out with guys, it's, we all know, you know, half the time the guys are taking care of everything because y'all have egos and you're trying to flex, right? Obviously. And you're trying to smash. But also at the same time, I've yeah. noticed, like, when you're going out with niggas, right? And then there's that whole entrance fee for them. That shit can fuck up, you know, things for me
night.
Too, for the girls yeah. as well. Because straight now up. I'm kind of, like, stuck to whatever decision. So if they choose, you know, bruh,
it's late.
It is late. And like there's so many times, shout out to my girls, where, you know, we're chilling with niggas and we're just, they're like, bruh, this is the time where we just need to be having a girls night out. Don't go pin that take. We have, cause really at the end, if we just wanna get in yeah. dance floor, do the thing yeah. fuck it up, twerk it up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know, I just feel like, I guess it's about being smart and like in really like being able to incorporate everyone. Cause like what you're saying, Thandekuti, you know, like when you don't make me pay already, I feel like, okay, there's actually a reason to go blow up money in this
yeah,
club.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But now when you're making me pay, it's like, ah, bruh, every Saturday, wrong when to go buy that $18 with
for nothing new.
Ah,
you know what I'm saying? For nothing.
Thank
new.
You for nothing new.
My biggest, like,
you pay to jump in and the drinks are bloody
expensive, you
that
know.
Makes no logic.
How? You say you have a happy hour. It's not even an hour. It's like 30 minutes and it's not happy. Tabo, you're too quiet. I don't know. I just feel like it's just, it's ridiculous. It's, nah, I don't know.
That's true. That's true. Like you're saying. You're
if you had a club, you. Tabo, would you make people pay?
Hey, yo. I'm
not a, if I'm, we're gonna have a club.
Shut up.
Bless up.
About to say that.
Bless up.
I'm gonna have.
So listen, let me take that back.
Yeah, take it back.
When we have the club popping, yeah, when it's open, when it's there, when DE is on that shit,
yeah,
are we making people pay?
Yo, when I finally have my club, it depends.
On
maybe first, like, yeah, I'll just make it for free because I'm giving back to the. Like
to
back
the
to the youth, yeah. yeah, and I'll obviously make people come perform and whatever. Mm-hmm. So I want people to come support each other.
Mm-hmm.
But soon as like I've got a base, mm-hmm. I'm obviously gonna make people pay.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. How much and what are they paying for?
I'm gonna give them a service.
Okay.
Like I'll do performances. I'll just be doing like specials and everything. Like mm-hmm. I'm just gonna do what other clubs in Zim don't do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So by specials, what you mean?
Like specials, like get one, yeah, happy hour, mm-hmm. buy one, get one free, mm-hmm. you know, bringing in artists. But mm-hmm. you see, the difference with me is like, I'll call Migos to like come open for like one of my artists in Zim.
Hey. Social scenes, not ready. Now that's actually dope, hey, yeah. because I feel like at the end of the day, like we really do then forget that social scene, music industry,
yeah.
we're literally one.
Yeah, we're one.
We
one.
Can't pop uko kume kusiruku popa because it's just bind and we're gonna cancel each other's bag
yeah.
eventually.
True.
You feel so that would be like so amazing, like where you have freaking Rihanna opening up for
Tammy.
Yeah, you know,
like,
now I'm saying shout out to you, girl.
Sway,
but like, yeah.
Or Larry the Nomad, you know what I mean?
Nah,
yeah.
Cougar,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he'll be the main. He'll be the one. He'll even come like at 1 a.m. Migos will be sweating in the tuning while waiting for this song to come. This song has got a red carpet.
Because
when foreign artists come, bro, have you seen what Zim niggas do? They'll be like 20 cars by the airport.
Mm.
All that fuel. that you're spending there, and like the suites, the hotels, and everything.
For niggas who don't even give a fuck
about you, should be doing about that, your nightlife.
You should be doing that to your artists. You know? All that guap. Use it for someone to come in and
shout
open.
Out, man. We need to support our own.
Yeah, shout out.
We need to support our own.
My thing is also like in the clubs, there's so much lit music, local music that you'll never ever hear.
Guys.
Yeah, they don't play.
That is so true. And I'm someone who listens to so much. I listen to a lot of radio.
Yeah.
And I'm always like to people, guys, we don't even know the upcoming music shit.
Not even just radio, man. It's everywhere.
And like you find in the clubs, we're not hearing that shit. Like, why? I have to download that shit for me to, you know, pop to it by myself. But I need to be twerking this shit in the club with the homies, with the whole gang, you know?
And it's local artists.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of people making good music. I think
you know
what?
I feel like it makes more sense. Uganditi, di bad daddy, anditi. And you have Migos opening up for Sway the Third.
Yeah. Shout out.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
you know?
That's cool. And people will pay.
Exactly.
Because
already I feel like even like this whole having an artist at a club, right? And then you're charging like in USD, whatever.
Yeah.
That's already demotivating a lot of people to go. You find a lot of people will rather be like, nah, let's link up, have a chill session, type of thing.
True.
Cause you're thinking already, most of our joints in Harare and Zim are small.
Yeah.
So already you're thinking that shit's gonna be crowded as fuck.
Yeah, true.
Right? Two, you already know, Kuti, my prices in my drinks are going to be my one.
Yeah,
which really it should be vice versa. When you have an artist, cheapen up shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like make your prices on a special.
Yeah.
And then secondly, thirdly, you're going to think of, okay, from there and then what? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, cause already, you know, a bad habit that a lot of international artists have, they then want to perform for like 20 minutes at 4 a.m. Like, I've been waiting for you since bloody 12.
Imagine.
What you mean? And then you come and then you don't even perform the lit songs.
For real. That's the truth though.
Eh? That's so disrespectful.
This is the thing. I hate that shit. I really hate that
shit.
So because
annoying.
You know what? It's like you're spitting at people's faces. Mm, people who are spending their hard-earned...
Beggar,
like,
Just now you're talking about
the Pato Ranking show, right?
Yeah.
Imagine if he does the same shit and people are paying US dollars.
Yeah.
Already. Like, I'm already...
And it happens a lot.
Let's bet right now. Right now, I'm putting my cards on the table. That nigga's gonna perform at like 3.
The thing is, local artists
already,
put in everything for their life.
True. Yeah. I don't know.
But I feel like the mistake is also that contributes to them then performing really like stupid late is because lineup they do sometimes I feel like Zinonyani, Sazima local, and nigga actually open up for him.
Yeah.
I feel it's
the wrong local artist to open. You can't bring, okay, let me not say any names, but you can't be bringing someone who does Sunguda.
Straight up, I've been a
trap nigga.
Like we get you trying to draw different crowds, but what do you mean?
Yeah, like bring a trap nigga to come open for Migos. Like you're just saying, like Sway,
exactly.
Tony Don, there's Kruger,
you know,
there's Larry the Nomad,
and then like Musa Zoisa, Mese Muri. Because I feel like Shunoitika, like for example, and the TDE, right? Then now each one of us knows an upcoming artist.
Yeah.
I get we're all trying to grow it and whatever, but it makes sense if then we all put, let's say, you know, 5 upcoming, Tandy knows 5, Ray knows 5, I know 5.
Yeah.
That's what, 25?
Yeah.
Yes, everybody line up, boys.
No, of course.
He's going to perform at 3 a.m. Because you're giving him that comfort. Yeah.
You get someone who's better
sorted
than him.
You get
someone where everyone be like,
He feels the threat.
I feel like the way we then make them feel too VIP, that then fucks up the response and
the thing with us Zimbos, we like to, you know, kiss ass too much.
Lick.
Ooh, we love praising
niggas. Love their shit. Like for real.
So concluding the section.
Yeah.
The segment and everything. Are we saying nightlife, social scenes have become too expensive?
For the
good or for the better? I think let's decide. For the good
for the
better.
For the value we're getting, it's expensive. But if they make it more worth my time, more memorable, without me having to put in 80% of that to happen, then shout out, it's for the better. But
hectic.
Like this reminds me of one of our hangers from our WhatsApp platform.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks back,
yeah,
who was saying these clubs need to incorporate local artists. Yeah. Bring in the kids, man.
Bring like, them, bro.
The kids are up dropping on a whole lot of
fire,
heat.
Dude.
Woo, yeah. Woo, woo, woo. Yeah.
Wow. The thing is, no one is realizing that upcoming is the market right now.
Yeah. True.
Look at every country right now. The people that are popping.
It's the youngins.
The youngins.
It's the youngins.
Susuka.
And the real OGs, they know it.
That's true. They do.
Yeah.
And instead of, you know, opening the way and saying, nah, let's work together, let's do it together, it's nah. It's either anumtora it on garumuda umzimbiri.
Ah, you know
Zimbabwe. Or anotomuzimbiri from the word go.
Niggas hate.
This is the thing. We as one thing as Zimbos, we fail to understand that the battle isn't against each other. But the battle is with poverty, bro. We're trying to win.
Yeah.
But there's no glory if you're winning alone because it's lonely at the top.
Yeah. And these Zimbabwe.
And when you're winning alone, bear in mind you're not lasting on that throne for long. Someone is coming up and is going to kick you out hard and you won't be able to come back up. So, yo, rounding up the segment, guys, nightlife Yeduka, true value for our man. Those are true. As the hangers, we have spoken. Stay tuned for the lounge.
Shout out.
Yo, doing what I'm doing like I'm doing it for TV. What's up, people? Welcome to the lounge. And the lounge is the segment where our guests get to shine. So, yo, like I mentioned before earlier on, we have DE Draco Entertainment in the building. They're representing, I mean, it's a whole team. Takawanda. Yes, I did say Takawanda. Because it's a whole gang, but like these are the two representatives. So, yo, guys, Tandi, Tabo, Wagwan.
Yo.
Y'all's good?
What's Gucci? What's new? Hey.
So, guys, break it down to us. What is DE? Who is DE? What to expect from DE?
All right. DE stands for like Draco Entertainment. Mm-hmm. Don't forget the gotta bring that bang though. So like it's an entertainment company. I've been working towards this. I just like we went out public like when last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, did the logo.
Hasn't it been two weeks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not too sure, but it's all about that. So like Draco Entertainment is like it's youth. Mm-hmm. We're putting people together. We're trying to like
upcoming, yeah.
Yeah, like upcoming, but it's not just like artists. It's people with visuals, artists, DJs, like whatever talent you have, and you need a team. That's what it's all about, you know. So like we've got a visual team. We've got two artists. That's Larry the Nomad, Sway the Third. We've got a DJ click named Black and Yellow. You're gonna see them on Saturday. Black and Yellow, they're lit. Then visuals. We've got Tandi Kulendumile, like a company or whatever.
So, yes, baby.
Yeah, that's just the cover of the book.
Yeah.
That's what. I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Lala and Rua. Shout out social, like, you know, Rudo also Black Owl Gang, you know what I mean?
Yes,
Black Owl Gang, yeah. Then I've just got a few people who help me, like Beast Finesse. That's all coming.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a team that, like, it's a youth team that, like, is making a movement.
Dope.
Shout out, man.
That's amazing. So what?
You gotta listen to the kids, bro.
You got to. So what are we looking forward, like, what should we expect from Draco Entertainment, Tandi?
Oh, there's so much, like, even what I can tell you now is only like a microcosm of the bigger picture. Like, I feel like Draco Entertainment is a movement. It's like an incubation hub that's going to shift culture. It's going to make us all visible the way that we've imagined ourselves and
as
dreamed
creative.
Of ourselves.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Beyond like all these limitations that are placed on us. So it's going to be taking over spaces, music, art.
True.
Everything you consume, you see, you listen to, what the places you're gonna go to enjoy.
True.
That's gonna be Draco Entertainment.
And I think for me, like, what really makes me so proud of being part of the whole team is the fact that it's a team of really hustle hungry creatives.
Yeah, lions. Yeah.
Like, listen, if you're not on the same hustle hunger level, you guys can never really produce a product that's all the way up, you know, because at the end of the day, we have different reasons for hustling.
Hey,
so it's about attracting the right crowd.
I've known Tabo for a minute.
Yeah.
And this vision has been there for the longest time. And one thing you need to know, it takes a whole lot of hunger and desire within you to pursue it, regardless of, you know, the setbacks
for me. And if there's anything I've learned, like, the more the setbacks, the more you know the upcoming, come up. Exactly. It's big, it's loud, it's mad, it's crazy. So we've been talking about feels. People have been talking about feels.
Everybody talks about feels. The hype is insane.
It's crazy. D is baby, basically. So guys, what do people need to look forward to? What are we offering to Truguva Pay? I mean, besides Moto, Fire, Blaze, everything. But like, What are we giving them?
All right, like, let me just be straight up with you. You know what I mean?
Give it to me. Give it to me.
All right, cool. So like, I've had this vision like for a very long time.
Yeah.
And everything. So when I also got back home from my studies in SA,
mm-hmm.
I learned a lot. So I brought it back here. You know, I started last year. It wasn't easy. You know,
yeah.
I had to lick people, as you guys are saying. I had to be like, guys, can you please do me this favor? Hey, I'm 5,000. I ain't doing that, nigga.
You know what I mean?
So now, like, Drago Entertainment is like, as you said, it's a baby. But Drago Entertainment is not for me personally.
Mm.
It's for my children's children.
Bless.
You know? And it's for the niggas that like follow a nigga, you know. So like, it's a whole story behind it, you know. Like this Fails thing, I'm doing it with a kid called Swanky. I met him last year. I also saw him too. I saw Ray there. You know, after the event, I'm just like, guys, I need to look for this kid. I need to look for his kid, you know. So at first, you're just like, who's this Drago? And then he found me this year, and he's like, hey, bro, let's do this Fields thing. I'm like, are you for sure? He's like, yeah. So I'm like, all right, let's get the team together. Let's start doing it. You know what I mean? And everything is just step after step, step after step. But like, one thing I can tell you, and like to the people listening, anything is possible. Just find the right team and the right people. I know Zim is not for the youth right now, but like, as the youth,
it is for the youth, right? It's time for the youth to start grinding.
That's what I'm saying. We need to now prepare, because like, it's our turn next. You know what I mean? That's what I've seen people who are no more motivated. They're like, Tabo, bro, I've been doing this for a long time, whatever. So I'll just be like, hey, listen, dog. In SA, it just used to be house. You know what I mean? Casper, aka, were grinding. Those niggas just got famous like 5 years ago. You know what I mean? So it's the same thing as in Zimbabwe, because we've got a whole lot of hip hop artists, you know? And I know a lot of kids, they've got the cash, they've got the equipment. They're big on social media, but they're not big in the public. So I want to be the pipeline, you know? We've been to Chill Sport, you know, I dropped my pride. I was like, nah, let me go see Fanta. And we went there, they respected us. They're like, oh, and we usually don't get people from the other side of town. I'm like, bruh, we're here to grind. We're here to work.
We're trying to get everywhere.
Yeah, we're here to work.
Yo, but guys, I'm excited for Fields. I'm excited to MC for Fields.
You're going
to
kill it. You finna show them Wagwan.
Hey.
What's popping?
Yay.
Yeah.
Slala, baby. Hey,
man.
Yes. So I think what I'm liking about Fields right now is the fact that it's DJs on rotation. Was there a specific reason for that?
DJs you don't even know. DJs that we know can DJ, but they've been given the platform. So that's why we're trying to get everyone's attention and the showcase. There's Rura, that's Tandy's friend.
Disclaimer? She's a whole team. Like, she ain't safe. Rura, if you listen to this girl, stay away from me. Honey.
No,
we have King Her.
We got King Her. DJ Smith from ZFM.
Bless.
He's been my nigga. He believes in my dream too. We've got DJ Black and Yellow. That's like part of DE, Drago Entertainment. It's just two guys. They're lit, eh? So they call themselves... I call them DJ Black and Yellow. The yellow one is DJ Black, and the black one is DJ Yellow. So yeah,
that's crazy.
And
I know this. We got stalls for these people.
Yeah, niggas gotta eat.
We got stalls. We've got tacos. Burgers. We got fries.
I heard we got bottle service.
We got bottle service. How do you know what to be a listen, we got the whole night
yards.
We've got the Nest Lounge, the Chill Spot area. If you want Kalyang privacy, but still being in the crowd and the vibe, we got it going on. Like I said, we got the Hangover show going on too.
They're pulling up
at Fields.
We gonna
pull up. So yo guys, get your tickets. Let's do it. You don't want to miss it. So Yo, we're about to play a little game with you.
No problem. But I owe you. You guys are coming. I'll give you a bottle of Ciroc, whatever flavor.
Hey,
shout
hey,
out. You can even put it. Hey. You can even put it on the podcast. It's like, hey, yo, TZ came through
what
with
you know
the bottle.
Boys,
I'm going to be a hectic,
nah,
yo.
Sort
of problem, hectic.
Hey, shout out to DE, man.
Shout out. Okay, guys. So, I want you guys to say the first thing that comes to your mind. And since we have two of you, one will answer the first question. Who's going first?
Got you. It's you. Ladies first. Let's get it.
Okay, girl, you ready? You ready? Sunday is the best day too.
Chill.
Okay. Tabo, if the love of your life was a cocktail, what would it be?
Hey, man. I don't even know cocktails. So mojito. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Long Island. Yeah.
Long Island.
Yeah. I hope you get the Mets.
Okay. Sandy, you have 5 words to tell us about your perfect weekend of fun. 5 words. I'm counting for you.
Friends, plan, music, dancing, joy.
You got me on blank, girl. You already know. Shabo, you meet the love of your life in the club.
Yeah.
What would they be doing?
Wow.
Let me repeat it for you. You meet the love of your life in the club.
What are they doing?
What would they be doing in the club?
Not looking for attention.
Okay. So what? Arimu corner.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's pretty and she's in a corner. Cause them girls like showing off. They'll be walking up and down to just be seen.
They want to get noticed.
Yeah. So I need to look for
like,
you.
Like, what you mean?
Like, girl, okay. Baby, who got an egg? Oh, Sisi.
Why?
Oh, I'm not talking about drinks, egg.
Sandy, you would rather party with Beyonce or Rihanna and why?
Rihanna all day, every day.
That girl
is a bad bad.
All time.
It's a bad bad.
Bad girl.
It's a bad girl. Hey, what up?
Rihanna is
whiskey versus vodka.
I don't drink though.
Sha. Whiskey versus vodka.
Vodka.
Cider versus beer, Tandy.
Cider.
Tabo, rum versus gin.
Gin.
Tandy, lager versus draft.
Ooh, draft.
Okay, so this is the last one.
Yeah.
Who would you fuck? Who would you marry? Who would you kill? I don't know how you want to share that one between the two of you.
Yeah. Like what? We both have to answer those questions.
Actually, yes.
Yeah.
Tandy.
So go first.
No, Tabo.
Yeah.
She went first.
She should go first now.
Who would you fuck, marry, kill?
All right.
Between who and who?
It's a celebrity, whoever.
All right. All right. Two. For the four. It gotta be Megan Good.
Yay. Okay. She's your thing. Nah, I mean, I would tap that too. Anyway, okay, who would you marry?
How would I marry? Tabo.
Ayu, Chirigurita. Spill it.
I don't even have to say much. Next question.
Tabo, I'm not letting this go. Who would you marry?
Ayo. Whoa.
Clown, who would you kill?
No one.
Isn't this just like that one person?
Oh, yeah, you said who would I kill? Mm-hmm. My old self.
Okay, ooh. That's deep.
Oh.
Baby girl, who would you fuck? Who would you marry? Who would you kill?
Okay, Rihanna, obviously.
Hey!
Bad girl, Riri.
Listen, you are like the first guest that went same sex. You have no idea how that shit is so damn. You made me happy.
Shut up.
Who would you marry, baby? Who would you marry? Keep it coming. You're not doing Tabo's stance. You know I would never let you go for this.
Okay.
So
outside,
we need names.
Outside of the space we're in.
Outside.
Chido chako kunyanya baby. Inchandrungo daisy
da
jibs. Damn. Hectic. Come on. Give it to me.
Drake.
To me.
I don't know if I'd say Drake.
Okay, fine. Like, you guys are so boring. Like, how do you not want to answer the marrying part? But who would you kill?
Okay, I'd definitely kill someone who I feel like that bonai. Like, maybe... Who keeps making songs we don't want to hear? Like, Chris Brown.
Really?
You're a hater, though.
Okay,
you are a hater. And Chris Brown is making fire, though.
I like so bored back, of him.
Okay, that's interesting, yo, guys. Okay. Thank you so much for pulling through to the Hangover show.
Hey, shout out to the
had so
shout
much fun with you guys.
Shout out.
Can't wait for
set a date. 30th, you know.
It's dope. I can't wait. Thank you so much. Yo, your bottle D also is gonna go far. It's gonna do
thank
the things.
Thank you. We receive in Jesus' name.
Bless up, bless up, bless up. So that's a wrap from the Hangover show.
I just gotta say before we close, just gotta say shout out to you guys, because it's not every day that you meet people that want to put other kids
on the same ground.
That's so true.
Feel me?
True. That is so
like,
true.
Like, there's a whole lot of talent, but people just want to go with the same old shit.
True. Let's get to move. True.
That's my soul. Yeah. Yo.
Bless up, man. Bless up.
Thank you. Hey, yo, no, I'm feeling this guy, but like, listen, whoever's going to listen to this and everything, guys, Philippians 4 verse 13. I can do all things through Christ. That's my motto. That's what got me here. Keep it on lock. That's my verse. It might help you. So don't quit.
Before we go, sorry. Wait. I just need people to know more about you. So where can they get hold of you guys?
Social media handles.
All right. For now, Instagram TZ Tiger. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the rest of the other social media. No, not yet. Everything. Okay. We just started a few days ago, fam. But social media is popping, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. To know Munonzwa, but she's got Tandy got a lot.
Yeah, I'm also Tandy Gula, Tandy _ Gula. Mm-hmm. Catch me on there. Okay.
That's what's batting with the visuals.
Any other visual page? Website?
Yeah, I actually do have a website. Mm-hmm. You can also find the link of that website on my Instagram.
That's dope. Okay.
She's lit with the visuals.
So her Instagram is the one-stop shop.
Yeah.
So yes, finally, I'm officially closing this.
Yeah, shout out. Thank you. Thank
girl
you
Lala,
us.
The best you've never had. You know where to find me on Instagram, Lala Machonisa, small words. Hit me up.
Follow.
Follow the Hangover Show Zim on Instagram, Hangover Show ZW on Twitter. Like us, follow us. Send your contributions, participate. Shout we have out. A WhatsApp platform with crazy hashtags, crazy shout conversations. Out. It's mad, man.
It's a mad thing.
And your boy, yeah, Rob, signing out. It's been a blast. We're going to leave you with a mix from our resident DJ.
From DJ Blake. Hit him up on SoundCloud. It's DJ Blake, Tinashe. Bless up, man.
Let's get it.
Bring out our emotions, mix them up in nightlife potions.
Close my head for you.
Countless times we catch the sunrise, fix them scars we share with white lights.
Close my head for you.
I got the keys to heaven now, bays all around and they got my mind spinning. I got the keys to heaven now, bays all around and they got my mind spinning. I got the keys to heaven now, bays all around and they got my mind spinning. Suddenly doors just open wide.
Doors open wide.
Girl, I'm smoking, let me out that fire. I don't need no memories. When you're smoking, I'm floating higher. This man is so good for me. Girl, I'm smoking, let me out that fire. I don't need no memories. When you're smoking, I'm floating higher. This man is so good for me.
Baby, no good look at your face. Follow me, they go on a wave. Boy, I give me some food quick. Baby, I go love you every day. See, I don't go do you bad things. Say me, I don't go use what you're with. Nah. Yeah. They leave me. Let me take you around town. We rolling with my new stage. Oh, baby. Me and you go be 5 and 6. Go to any cage. Oh, baby. Me, they talk anything when I want to. Pussy, good. It's like I'm falling in love. I'm calling your
real dandada, real top gunner. What you expect from a real yard runner? We no play dolly house, girl, I fall for the hammer. Listen when me talk, when me talk in the summer. When me touching at the summer, me need remember. Getting all back until November. Book your friend Brenda, give her the vendor. I'm the love sender, no contender. Give her the thing where I'd like fire. Make sure you know I'm the king, she can't remember. When that you get in touch, you turn and twist. When that you get in so I'd like Curtis.
Many, many things they try to do. Many, many things I humble that, oh. But my God always take my side. Many, many things they try to talk. Many, many things they try to do. Many, many things I humble that, oh. But my God always take my side, oh. When I tell you where I'm from, you won't believe me. Nah, you won't believe me. When I tell you where I'm from, you won't believe me. Nah, you won't believe me. When I talk to my fans, they all receive me. Yeah, they all receive me. When I talk to my fans, they all receive me. Yeah, they all receive me. And I'm talking like, ah, yeah. Jagger, and I'm talking like, ah, but my blessings, they come from above. Yeah. And they like the way I sing, but my talent, they come from above. Nah, nah. And no matter what I do, yeah, yeah, I keep showing love. Yeah. So I do my thing, for some reason they can't show me love. When I tell you where I'm from, you won't believe me. Nah, you won't believe me. When I tell you where I'm from, you won't believe me. Nah, you won't believe me. When I talk to my fans, they all receive me. Yeah, they all receive me. When I talk to my fans, they all receive me. Yeah, they all receive me. And I'm talking like, ah, ah, yeah. Jack and I'm talking like, ah.
Started off in my mixtapes. I'm running about to shake my mistakes. Now I'm going my hugs and my handshakes. From girls by the street with my milkshake. Tava shake, earthquake. Somebody hate and my district. But I take a nengue. Did you tap your tabunga? Who would you pay cake? Did not pop a god, yo. I teach him and a god, yo. When they go to the business, I teach no matter how come. When I tell you I'm from, you won't believe me. Ah, you won't believe me. When I tell you I'm from, you won't believe me. Ah, you won't believe me. When I talk to my fans, they all receive me. Yeah, they all receive me. When I talk to
the paper, start to shake them, they'll be your reason. So they live a such a shade of happy is the nation. They make me stand for TV and radio station. They must see me raising hell and disturbing Satan. And they come, they taking on misbehavior. They come here, do what one of the hits creator. On the road to greatness, you must encounter hater. Some of them are higher private investigator. I tell them no be by force. Hey! Tell them no be by force. As I try like a pass, I do my thing. I tell them no be by force. Hey! Tell them no be by force. Hey! Tell them no be by force. As I
they try like a pass and they do my thing. I tell them no be by bossy. You never see landlord. Before cassava start to hit, if I ever leave, oh, make what I carry me, they go far away, far away. So I am looking for a sister, Jova, my lover, oh. She got the dollar, she the work is right now. So I am looking for a sister, Jova, my lover.
Why you gonna choose my girl? I let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Why you say let's talk about it? Let's talk about it. If I say be a big boy, be a big daughter, why you gonna choose my girl? Love in the morning, love in the evening, why you gonna choose my girl? I let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let me tell you, let's talk about it.
My girl, can I have your attention? For a minute or a second, I'm trying to understand the situation. Here's my crazy question. Do you want the bad guy more money? Or sweet good guy no money? Who can take you out? Vacation. Call love sometimes dog section. Ice cream the chamba on no day. Just one hour vehicle no day. Zoo on the way, zoo no day. Whiskey and wine on the way. Let's talk about it. See, I got something you really want. That's if Uka for my feet somewhere one. See, I got something you really want. That's if Uka for my feet somewhere one.
Distance between the bodies. Let me be like I own you. Can I feel back up on you? Distance between the bodies. Yo, you want like a whole, yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Roadside like crimson. That's how I like my women. Like I like my chicken. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Y'all come closer to me.
Y'all come closer to me.
So much distance between us.
Be a great man, great man. I'm making the move. Them watch when me day pan. Don't give me a fight. I'm not your enemy. I be searching for the remedy. Feel it.
a mission, shining energy.
And my name is ABXK, representing Zimbabwe. I'm just a young king, killing it on a level now. And it's a regular. And me name is ABXK, representing Zimbabwe. I'm just a young king, killing it on a level now. Cause I'm just a regular.
I'll lay down for you.
I'ma lay down.
I'll lay down for you.
Yeah.
You can talk all the way down. I'll ask you one time what you say now. I'll lay down for you.
I'ma lay down for you.
I'll lay down for you.
I'ma lay down for you.
You can talk all the way down. I'll ask you one time what you say.
Capital 263.